Hello and welcome to It's Another Podcast, though. With me today are Matt, as always.
Hi.
And Ralph. Rafa Fossa.
Mucho gusto.
Welcome, Ralph.
Glad to be here, boss.
Okay. What do you guys want to talk about today?
How hot it is. It's hot.
It's not that hot, but it's pretty hot.
It's pretty, the spicy meatball on my body.
Was it hot enough to bake an egg?
Bacon and eggs?
Dude, bacon sounds so good right now. What were we talking about before we started?
I don't know. You guys were talking about something, and I was trying to get Dave on, but Dave's not responding. So
Dave's not here, man. We were talking about milking dogs again, as that seems to be a hot topic amongst this group.
Well, no, we don't want to do that again, do we?
What is the medical purpose of milking a dog?
I don't know. It's puppies,
just delicious free milk.
Well, that totally makes sense and healthy.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you have access to a dog that's lactating, you'll never go hungry.
Which is preferable.
Yeah. And then if the dog stops lactating, you just kill it and eat it. So, and it's like the best of all worlds.
I do love Taco Tuesdays.
Well, this tonight's getting off to a rip-roaring start. Good stuff.
Well, I mean, our last one wasn't off to a rip-roaring start either. It took a little while. Were we talking about Jewish cats?
I'm still trying to get a hold of Dave. So I'm looking up our last podcast, which was exactly 13 days ago. So, yeah, we're going to do this once every 2 weeks, I believe, is what we agreed on. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, I'm pretty good doing it whenever. I think that we could probably do it on every other Thursday and every other Tuesday, maybe, because I know Oren would totally be all about it.
I don't know if
he's Jewish, so he knows all about all the different Jewish animals.
All right. So that'd be once a week, right?
Yeah, once a week, but switching days.
That sounds great.
So you
and
think...
I literally have no life, so I'm pretty good to go almost any time.
So one week...
I'm also excited.
So 1 week we do it Tuesday, 1 week we do it Thursday, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that could totally work. That works for me.
I don't know. Thursdays have just been regularly for me to be good.
Have you had any irregular Thursdays?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't poop at all on Thursday.
It's a good day for it, especially now that it's hot.
But anyways, yeah. I'm looking at our last podcast, and over the last 2 weeks, we've gotten 5 plays and 1 like.
Oh, nice.
On SoundCloud.
What about on iTunes?
There's no data on iTunes. It doesn't tell you.
There's no data on the computer? Unbelievable.
There's no data. Maybe there is, and I'm missing it. I don't see it. I'm assuming those 5 plays are also from iTunes. I don't know. So, yeah. Hey, besides me, who listened to it once.
I listened to it on iTunes. Well, and I subscribed, I think.
Well, somebody... Well, 4 somebody's listened to it.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it on SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud.
So, one of those 5 was not me.
Well, one of the 5 was
That's
me.
Pretty good.
Just 4 other people.
So, we have a potential 4 people who think that we're funny and they like to hear about, you know,
we have dogs
being pets 1,000 years in the future.
We have 2 followers.
I feel stalked already.
3 followers. Sorry, we got a new one.
Oh, dang.
Nope, two. Oh. Two followers.
Any live listeners for today's show?
No, just you and me and Matt. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm very ill-prepared for tonight.
It's all good. I think we're all pretty ill-prepared. The heat just sucked the preparedness out of us.
So, yeah, we can talk about hotness.
Are you eating cereal?
No.
I think we're all talking through Rice Krispies, yeah.
Huh.
You don't hear that, Mike, when we talk?
No.
It sounds like we're talking through helicopter blades.
Are you talking about the fan?
Yeah, probably. We need just one of those little robot hands. You'll be like, la, 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 Luke.
Speaking of music, let's compare earphones from the iPhones and the Samsung series earphones. Good quality or not? Which one's better?
Apple's probably better. Samsung is a traditional follower.
Probably not.
But, I mean, like, Audio-Technica's or Grado's are probably a better choice if you're going to get headphones.
Well, here's the deal. Interesting story. The other day I was at work, and I was walking. I realized that one of my left ear piece fell off, and so did that rubber molding that it comes with, so it could be stuck in your ear. So I was walking by the sports arena. I knew there was a Sprint store across the street. So I was heading over to 7-Eleven to go get some cigarettes. And I figured, well, you know what? This is annoying. I better go see if they have any free of those covers. But I try my luck because I'm a Sprint customer. So I doodled over there, and I told the guy that this would happen, and I was wondering if they have any extras in the back. Well, the guy said, yeah, let me go check. He took a while. And he came back, and he handed me his brand-new set of iPhone headsets for free. They came with a phone, but obviously removed them or something. It was very nice of them. But I had to say the quality of music was a little bit better. I just want to make a note of that.
Yeah, Apple tries pretty hard to have somewhat quality things.
Did they buy Dr. Dre Beats?
Yeah, they bought Beats like 4 years ago, or X number of years ago.
All right, so I've given up on Dave. I called him. He's not there. And damn it, I can't believe this didn't work. Hold on, I'm going to try something else. Maybe this will work.
I hear car.
Now I hear cars. I think that's on Ralph.
Yeah, let me close my window.
There's lots of cars.
High traffic area.
See, what we need to do is rent out a storage unit that's air conditioned that we can record from. And we could all sit around in like 60-degree air conditioned storage unit.
Have like that 70s show, I'm Smoking Weed feel.
So you guys can't hear that? The music?
What?
You guys can't hear the music?
I can't hear you.
No.
All right.
I'm sure our listeners gave up already.
Well, as I said before, we don't have listeners because it's not live. I got to edit it and then upload it. So, yeah, it's a big old process.
Interesting.
But hey, we got.
What genre is today's topic?
Apparently dog shit. Not your guys' fault. Mine as well. But hey.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty riveted.
Well, hey, Ralph, I'm going to send you a link of the song so you can listen to it.
Awesome.
Give me a second. And this is, yeah, it's very riveting stuff people want to listen to. I'm typing out Ralph's name and sending him a YouTube link to a song.
YouTube is not a sponsor.
No, it's just a carrier.
We have no financial interests.
No. We do need a sponsor, though.
Brought to you by yogurt.
Taste that yogurt. Full of probiotics or something.
I'm okay with yogurt being a sponsor.
And now with recyclable cups.
Yeah, don't even need like cups. Yogurt, so just give me out. A fistful of yogurt. It'd be great.
That was the fourth Man with No Name movie. It never came out.
It was a fistful of yogurt.
Yeah, it turns out Clint Eastwood was lactose intolerant, so it didn't go over too well. But yeah, it went the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then fistful of yogurt.
And then they're like, "Nah, this isn't gonna work." So let's do fistful of dollars. Yeah. Who were we thinking? Yogurt? Jesus. A bunch of idiots. Fistful of dollars. That totally works.
It dries horribly.
Lee Van Cleef. Lee Van Cleef just like yogurt all over his face.
He had a yogurt mustache instead of a real mustache.
I wonder if that makes good shaving cream.
Oh, hey, I hear your phone, Ralph. That's your phone. Yeah. I sent you a text.
I'm on it.
Don't play it. Just play it to yourself. Tell us what you
just
think.
Just play with yourself.
Just play with yourself for a little bit and tell us what you think.
I like it. It sounds sincere.
I did make a funny joke the other day.
What was it? Tell us your joke.
It was like, there's a guy we work with, and he was a real bastard. And I said, man, that guy's like a poop out of a fish. Get it?
Yep, fish poop is...
No, he was a poop out of a fish. He was a bastard.
Oh, that took me a little while. I actually laughed. You couldn't tell because the audio was cutting out. But
yeah, it's my fan here. Wait, hold on.
Hey, speaking on dramatic incidents, did you guys hear about the circus fire?
No.
No.
I heard it was intense.
That is culturally insensitive to those who lost their lives in all the real circus fires.
Intense.
I think there was four circus fires. I believe they were all in the 1800s, but don't quote me on that.
Dude, you got a drag race going on outside of your house right now?
No, I have all the dining room windows open. So I'm getting ambient noise from the outside.
Ralph is actually too fast and too furious.
I would never tell.
Damn, you're like Vin Diesel. Don't make me Chronicles of Riddick on you in your car. So
we could basically go from relationships to UFOs at this point, right? And anything in between?
We can go to UFOs if you want to. Relationships? Who the fuck is talking about relationships?
Well, Russia, United States.
You mean like weird, like, cruises where they take you and try to teach you Bible stuff?
No, we're not speaking about Mormons here.
On a cruise, on a ship, a relationship.
Oh, no. How dreadful would that be? What poor souls go on that?
I guess Mormons. Yeah, I don't know. You're the expert.
I've never been on a boat. I mean, imagine if you strike out like for the whole entire night. Now you got to sit through all the, like, if it's a 3-day cruise, and you got to sit there through a boat of women that don't want you. I mean, I don't think that's even 50-50. I don't know what to
tell
you. Well,
there's like a cougar cruise.
Now that would be
interesting. I had a buddy. Yeah, I had a buddy who went on a cougar cruise. We're actually all too old to go on the cougar cruise.
Really? There's an age limit. How discriminative.
Yeah, wait, it's like 28 or something.
They were too old? Or the... Because, like, a cougar... Is there an age limit on cougars? I don't think there is.
No, no. It's the men who go on the cougar cruise. Because the cougars, like, you know, they're young little cublings. So you have to be, like, well under 30. I want to say it's, like, 25 or 28.
Who was the band that was on the cruise? Was it
Sugar I had Ray? A buddy who went on the Cougar Cruise, and he hooked up with, like, 14 women on a two-day cruise.
Good for him.
And, yeah. I mean, he was pretty greasy.
It sounds really gross, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Well, swing away.
Pretty gross guy.
All right, so.
So, Ralph, are you on your laptop microphone?
I am on my laptop microphone.
Okay. Because I know, Matt, you're on your phone, right?
Yeah.
And I'm on my...
Is my voice crystal clear?
It's pretty clear, yeah.
Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, you're coming in clear. There's lots of ambient noise. You got lots of ambient noise. But it's okay.
I do.
So do I.
This is the first time I use this microphone on this laptop.
Ever?
Ever.
Well, I feel honored. Thank you for using your laptop microphone.
And you're welcome. So I have my other laptop here just in case we need to scroll through the internet for some reason.
For pornography?
Well, let's not get too intimate now. Wow, look at those. I mean, sure is hot.
How does she fit that in there? What?
What's BBC? Nope, don't click on that.
It's the British Broadcast Company. Wait, no. Oh, that one. No. You don't want to click. Don't click on that. Well, maybe you do. I don't. I mean, who cares? Do it anyways.
Has anyone been to the latest Huffington Post, Huff Post?
No.
Side today?
I try to stay away from HuffPo. It's kind of garbage.
Yeah, I don't look at that.
I mean, I work for Verizon, and they own HuffPo.
So, they do? That's interesting. I'm
pretty sure. It's part of, like, that Yahoo trash deal that they made that just went through. They laid off, like, a whole bunch of people because Verizon's evil. And I hope Verizon hears this. I hope you lay me off, Verizon.
I take it you didn't get the job that you were interviewing for last month?
I have my follow-up interview tomorrow at 3.
Well, good luck, sir.
Thank you. I would much rather work there at that place. Verizon is terrible. Yeah, it's just corporate greed makes a company awful. You have to, like, get on your knees and blow, like, 85 people just to get anything done. My jaw is, like, continuously tired.
Man, sorry to hear that. Do you know that comedian we were talking about that we couldn't remember the name yesterday or the other day? Bill Burr.
I don't remember talking about Bill Burr.
Bilbur Baggins?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, you and Evan, our friend Evan was here.
I don't remember talking about that.
Bilbo Baggins? That dude?
Bilbo Baggins?
Bilbur Baggins.
Bilbur Baggins?
Wilford Brimley?
Very sneaky individual.
Steve Gutenberg.
See, I'm going to go to space in a cocoon! Do you know that Google has an artificial intelligence website?
I can see it.
I heard it's pretty stupid. I also like this website. It's called nuclearsecrecy.com.
That sounds maybe familiar.
It's pretty good. It's about, like, the history of the atomic bomb, nuclear history, and, like, the history of how they classified it and compartmentalized it and stuff. And just everything just in between. And they got a thing called Newt Mac 3D, which is pretty cool.
I'm on it right now.
Nuke Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, don't try to nuke me.
Yeah, no, it's actually...
Nuke Map.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Nuke Map. Nuke Map.
There's a I Am Here icon on Lower Manhattan.
That's what you're doing right now? You're just nuking shit?
No, I pushed the detonate button, but... Oh, let's see. How about an airbust? Let's do an airbust. Casualties, radioactive fallout. Let's see. Why is this on here? Mike, too bad your middle name isn't Steve, because then your initial would be MSG.
I know, it's not Steve.
What is your middle name?
What is your middle name?
Wouldn't you guys like to know?
Yeah, that's why we asked.
No, but I'll ask anyways.
I'll tell you what. It starts with a J.
Guillermo.
Jupiter.
Juan.
It's Guadalupe. I could go on for days here.
Guadalupe starts with a G.
Julio.
You idiot.
So does anybody know how that building that got on fire in London started?
I assume it was pretty hot.
Because that thing went up in flames.
It got hot.
Yeah, it burned for 24 hours or something.
And then it caught on fire. I don't know.
It's weird. You know what's weird? That it hasn't fallen yet.
Why is that weird?
Because of the 9/11 attacks.
Well, those buildings Bill Bird for 3 days, didn't they?
9/11? Yeah, no, they burned for weeks, right?
9/11, those buildings crashed in a couple hours, 3 hours.
Yeah, but the sustained heat under the rubble was for almost a week or a couple of weeks or something like that.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, two towers. Those came down when the two planes hit them, but I'm talking about the other buildings that collapsed. They were burning for a while.
The British ones? The London buildings?
No, the fucking World Trade Center. There was nine buildings around there that came down. Now we're talking about conspiracy theories.
We should call up Alex Jones and ask him. He can deny Sandy Hook.
Then we're going to have to apologize to people about shit we said.
Yeah.
Rude
they'll
shit.
Air our podcast on Fox News, though. We'll become immediate specialists. And
we need to call Sean Hannity to get to the bottom of this. he's a big conspiracy theory expert. The fucking what's his name that got killed? Everyone's telling him to drop it. Hey, just drop it. Just drop. No, it's a conspiracy from the Democrats. No, just please. And the family's like, please, please just drop it. And he's like, well, no one wants the
truth. You're talking
about
the family of Seth Rich?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity wouldn't fucking let it go. And then he got fired from Fox News. From Fox News.
Sean Hannity's insane.
He wouldn't let it go.
But that is kind of random. Labeling the murder as a robbery gone bad, but all his belongings were still intact.
Yeah, and then there was, another murder of a DNC staffer, 2 weeks prior to that or something, or after that. No, I mean, there's clearly something shady that happened, but Sean Hannity needed to focus on, Donald Trump being crooked and Sessions and all those people. But, that particular group likes to not notice the log in their own eye.
All right, I've got a topic for you guys.
Listening.
Why don't you go ahead? You guys got your laptops up and running?
No, I have a phone in my hand though.
Why don't you take a moment and Google Google Hubble Ultra Deep Field and look at the picture that it brings up.
You're talking about all of the galaxies?
Yeah, it's my wallpaper on my computer.
That's a classic image.
It's really great. It's like almost, what is it? It's like almost, it's almost 5 years old, or no, 3 years old. No.
This is June 2014.
Yeah. It's a great picture. No. 2012, it's like 5 years old.
Yeah.
I'm on the Hubble site looking at the all categories.
Every single thing in that picture, every dot of light is a fucking galaxy. It's amazing.
I know. Well, they got these real cool images of black holes.
So, I mean, my question is, in all those galaxies and all the planets that would be in those galaxies, how many naked alien ladies do you think are naked right now?
God, I hope they're green, too, like in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to say a whole bunch. Like in the millions? I like to think it depends on their culture.
Yeah, but I mean, even with their culture, there's still, you know, Orion slave girls, like, everywhere.
Oh, I know. What's that saying? Is there a day where you can actually control the position of the Hubble?
I don't think so.
Oh, this is pretty cool. There's three categories here. One is called Tonight Sky, Image Gallery, and Space Telescope Live. Look at what the Hubble is seeing right now.
It's kind of cool.
It is. I'm about to look at some live feed. It looks like a still photo. So it says here, Dr. Charles R. Prophet, 2 F's, 2 T's, is utilizing the telescope right now. It says here, I am looking at the star NGC 3293-ES with cosmic origins.
That's crazy.
Look at those galaxies. Look at those ones on the bottom left if you're looking at it now.
So,
I'm listening.
Buttons.
I went to get some beer earlier today, and they were out of PBR, so I got a 12-pack of Tecate. And I haven't had Tecate in years.
Lime or no lime?
No lime. No lime.
Well, what's the verdict?
I'm drinking Tecate instead of PBR today. I mean, it's like, I'll get a 12-pack for my house, and I don't really drink at my house. So it'll last me, like, for a good, you know, couple weeks, a month, a 12-pack will.
That's funny, I'm the same way. Like, Evan usually comes and brings beers, and whenever he leaves, it's there for him when he comes back. It's weird, though. But I will have a glass of liquor now and then here.
I drink water like a square.
Not like a triangle?
No. Well, actually, I mean, you guys have seen me. It's more like a lumpily shaped circle, but
I liked your Halloween costume that was like, had the fans in it, and it was like, you had tiny legs, and it looked like you were riding a dinosaur.
That was nice! Kind of funny. How'd you come up with that idea?
For the days. I saw it on the internet, and I bought it. And it came and I put it on. It was not actually like...
That's a good story.
Yeah. It was like 60 whole dollars too. I think I got a coupon off something awful.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's in my trunk. You want it?
No, I was just curious if you still had it. It was several...
Yes.
It was several years ago.
Yeah, it's still in my trunk.
You mean it came with fans?
Yeah, it had fans to, like, suck air into it to inflate it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Did you look like Barney, or just like, did it look real?
Yeah, it was, like, very green. Not real at all, but...
Like a mascot dinosaur?
Yeah, kind of. Like one of those inflatable lawn decorations.
You can stand anywhere and still look cool. I like it.
It looked like the dinosaur from Toy Story.
Yeah, yeah.
What I would describe it as.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy some sort of mask, well, rent some sort of mascot costume this year and just wear that all day.
Like a furry?
I don't know. Something like dumb, like a dumb insect.
Huh.
Well, that's like easy. All insects are dumb, dummy.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like a giant cricket costume or something.
Well, that sounds good. I was thinking about crickets. I'm thinking more like dumb beetles. Or maybe I'll dress up like a ladybug outfit, like in the movie Ants. And I'll have stubble smoking a cigar.
You should get a like a sexy girl Halloween costume that's like very form-fitting, leaves not too much to the imagination.
I would have to get like a fake boob breast.
No. You got to go all natural and just like walk around like that.
Oh, man.
Like walk around University Heights.
I don't want to get tomatoes thrown at me, though.
Go over to Hillcrest.
I think that's my biggest fear.
Be all about it.
Not too fond of
some parade or something.
Oh, cool. So we didn't get too racist this time. So we got to get homophobic. Awesome.
No.
Transphobic or whatever you want to call it.
No, it's not.
I'm saying that Hillcrest is more embracing of people's uniqueness. So if you wanted to wear like a sexy lady out, like ladybug costume, Hillcrest would be like, lady outfit. Cool, it's cool. Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'm just being too. Sky
objects, planet. Sorry about that.
That was terrifying.
Shut the hell up, Siri.
No, I clicked on the Tonight Sky and it took me to a YouTube clip with some NASA lady talking.
Fucking NASA lady.
So, speaking of NASA, when's the next space shuttle going back upstairs?
Tomorrow.
They're going up constantly.
Yeah, they go up every day.
SpaceX.
How do you think those fucking Russians get their drugs? From us.
That's awesome.
In our space shuttles.
I'm sure that's where the Aurora comes in. Secret spy plane.
That's just an effect of radiation hitting our outer atmosphere.
I'm talking about the Lockheed's airplane.
Oh.
That could travel in very high altitude.
I think they only smuggle weed, though. They don't. They don't get into the hard shit that they need on the space station.
Do you think there's a weigh station in space?
I don't know how you can weigh stuff in space. It doesn't weigh anything. There's no gravity.
Well, I don't know. See, that's why I'm asking, because I want to go to Jupiter, but I want to bring weed, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, just think about that. In space, they can't tell if your truck weighs too much. You could easily become a coyote and smuggle people up to...
Yeah, it's like, hey...
Mars or something for...
Your spaceship weighs 0 pounds.
But that brings me to another subject. Maritime Admiralty Law still... jurisdiction should be in effect in space?
I don't know what you just said.
The Maritime jurisdiction, would that be still spread out into space?
No, that's the ocean.
I think it's space, too. Like,
maritime
airplanes
laws?
Go by... Yeah, because isn't that what they use in, like, Star Trek?
Well, they do, like, trades and stuff like that in Star Trek. I don't know if we have trades or anything commerce with any other civilization.
Yeah, I think...
Not terrestrial.
And I think their officers kind of conform with the Navy, but there's no chief or master chief or anything like that like they have in the Navy. There's no non-commissioned... It's like kind of like an officer, but not... It's like they're the boss of... It's like engineering in Star Trek.
Yeah, Chief Miles O'Brien.
Yeah, but...
That's what about the guy with the great beard?
That's not his rank. Yeah, like his rank beard. His rank
Riker?
Was like lieutenant
Riker, yeah.
Or something.
Number one. You know, so, something about... You know what I noticed? He always has calm.
Who, Riker?
Yeah. Every time Picard leaves, he goes, number one, you have the comm.
Well, I think that's just short for command.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
It's not like intercom or anything. Yeah, you got to take care of comm, Riker. Make sure everyone
what
has...
What if it's short for, like, communism? A drop of comm. He's like, Riker, you're in charge of communism on this ship at this point.
Like he hails with his right hand, then he, like, hits the computer.
And then he shaves off his beard and leaves his mustache and puts on a Soviet hat.
Like the kind that,
kills Data because he's a Trotskyist. But it did not kill no one. He was a robot.
Would Whoopi Goldberg be saved? That's what I want to know.
Maybe. I mean, she has, like, I don't know.
Didn't she just get in trouble in the news lately for saying something dumb?
I thought Whoopi Goldberg was dead.
No, she's still alive. She's not dead.
She beat cancer, right?
Well, this is... Oh, I have no idea. This is our opportunity to write and produce Sister Act 3 if she's still alive. We still have time, guys.
Somebody needs to turn in the script.
We can make this happen.
No. It would be Sister Act 2. It would be a sequel.
Electric Boogaloo?
It would be a sequel to Sister Act 2. So, like, Sister Act 2 was, like, Sister Act 2, 1. But it would be Sister Act 2, 2.
Would Patrick Swayze be playing in this film?
No, he's dead.
Oh, that's right. I would like to see, some sort of ghost tribute in there somewhere.
Just have, like, the remains of Patrick Swayze dancing around.
Or like his...
Or you can just do...
Demi Moore will be actually making his urine.
Okay. Like that. Well, all right. So maybe we need a sequel to Ghost, where instead of being a ghost, Patrick Swayze is just not in the movie because he's dead.
And Whoopi Goldberg would be a nun.
Yeah, she would be the nun from Sister Act. She would
like a legitimate nun.
She's like, well, he's actually dead, and I'm not really actually a medium. I'm kind of like just bullshitting you, and he's actually dead. It's not a movie anymore. He's really dead. So I'm gonna be a nun to escape the mob, and oh, maybe Sister Act is a sequel to Ghost.
That's deep.
I like what I'm hearing.
We can get Joe Danger to write the screenplay.
No, it's already happened. It's like...
I wonder if Demi Moore would like to star in it.
All right, no. So, like, every Whoopi Goldberg movie...
I'm listening.
It's all in the same universe.
It's all in the same universe. It's all in its own timeline. And obviously, like, Dinosaur Cop comes way later, or Dino Cop, or whatever it was called.
Oh, there'll be a scene where Whoopi's driving like a falcon, like away from the city, and she's being chased by the mafia. And then right before she leaves the city, Patrick Swayze says, "Go that way," because he's a ghost. And then she drives that way, and as she's driving to safety, she passes Roadhouse.
No, not Patrick Swayze. He was only in one of the movies.
Yeah, but he's a ghost. He was bring him back ghost. As a ghost.
He was a ghost in the movie Ghost that she was in. Like, that movie was the one where she's like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to be, get involved with some mob types and then become a nun to escape the mob types and put on a musical. That was Sister Act, right?
Yeah.
And Dino Cop came much later, and then I'm going to... say she got frozen after Dino Cop and they unfroze her in the 24th century when she became a
cave woman
Guinan on Star Trek.
I like where this is going. Yes. I would believe this is true.
Yeah, that takes place like way in the future though. That's a good idea.
It already happened. It's happened. It's already happened. This is what we're. This is what we're saying.
Talking about part two, right?
No, there is no part two. This is just what has happened. This is the timeline. The Whoopi Goldberg timeline. She started out at fucking Mama's Kitchen in South Park, flipping pancakes, and went on to become Guinan in the 24th century. Counselor, confidant of Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
She wasn't psychic there, right? That other Italian lady was, right?
That was Diana Troy.
Diana Troy.
She was partially psychic.
She wasn't Italian. She was a Betazoid. She was Betazoid, yeah.
She was half Betazoid. Half Betazoid, half human. So she was an empath. She could, like, feel your emotions, but she couldn't, like, read your mind, so I don't think.
It was Diana Troy.
Yeah, that's right.
Not that Diana. Sounds like that worm chick from Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I didn't see that. I don't know who the worm chick is.
Oh, the locust or whatever?
Yeah. She couldn't read minds. She could only read feelings.
Yeah, that was Deanna Troi.
I like that movie. Man. Deanna Troi, she was boning number one. Riker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Worf.
That damn beard.
Don't forget about Worf.
Worf got all the freaking tail in that show. Well, in Star Trek. Because he got, like, multiple chicks in Deep Space Nine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a stud. He definitely was a Klingon stud.
The new show's going to be terrible, though.
The prequel? You think so?
Discovery? Yeah, I think it's going to be bad.
I got to watch the first episode, at least.
I mean, I'll watch it, but I'll probably be huffing and puffing the whole time.
Is it like J.J. Abrams universe or classic universe, Gene Roddenberry universe?
I think it's its own universe. The Klingons look stupid. The ship design is stupid.
Well, to be honest, the original Klingons look kind of stupid, too. They look like Romulans.
Yeah, they're just like...
And then they were all like, hey, yeah, no, those were just like the genetically engineered Klingons that we used to interact with humans because... This is how we really look, and we didn't want to, like, make you die of fright because we look so badass, I think is the reason.
I don't think that's the Klingon way. They're a proud race.
No, that's the reason why, like, the original Klingons on the original show, they look like Romulans. And they said
thought it was because they were trying to genetically engineer a human Klingon hybrid.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, no, that's what they said. That's who they said were, that's, okay, these are the Klingons, and that's who they brought out in the original series.
Yeah.
And, man, this got way too far into Star Trek. But I mean, in the show Star
Enterprise,
Trek,
which was, like, the very first Enterprise, like, the first human ship to go outside of our solar system.
Yeah, with
They had Scott Bakula. Like, Worf style Klingons. Yeah, Scott Bakula.
Yeah, I know, and that didn't make any sense because in the original series, they had the hybrids.
Yeah.
And I think they made the whole backstory from that.
I'm pretty sure they explained away in Deep Space Nine why the Klingons looked like they did. And it had something to do with that was like one subgroup of like hybrid genetically modified Klingons. I don't remember.
Well, they explained away pretty much the origin of all life on Star Trek in Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that episode.
Yeah, there's like that progenitor species that seeded every single planet or something.
Oh, that's why everything looks humanoid. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I liked in the Star Trek The Next Generation was Q.
Yeah. Q is pretty classic.
Joe Isuzu?
Yep.
I'm Joe Isuzu. You guys remember that? No?
I don't. I was barely alive in the 80s.
Well, me and Ralph are pretty old. We're in our 40s.
Yeah.
Yesterday was actually my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Why didn't you say anything? I wasn't doing anything. What did you do?
34.
What did you do?
I did nothing the whole day. I just hung out at home and did nothing. And it was amazing.